Before we dive into today's incredible episode, I wanted to remind you of some exciting things I have coming up. This fall, I'm teaching a retreat in Spain with best-selling authors Molly Weisenberg and Hallie Bateman. It's from October 26th through November 2nd, and it's called Tiny True Stories and Sketches, a Micro-Memoir Retreat. It is filling up fast, my friends, so you'll definitely want to check it out. If international travel is not in your future, never fear. I am leading a retreat this August 24th through 28th through the Madeline Island School of the Arts in Wisconsin. This one is called Craft Your Best Draft, a revision retreat where we spend the entire week transforming your draft into a polished, publication-ready piece. And I teach my proven three-step method of revising that has helped thousands of writers transform their drafts. If online opportunities are more your jam, I've got some things for you there too. I teach a weekly writer workout for women writers where I give a craft talk and we have in-class writing time. And then I also lead multi-week workshops and I do one-on-one coaching and manuscript consultations. You can find out all the information at NadineKennyJohnstone.com. I still do this every day, every single day. I note the important moments. This is Heart of the Story, and I'm Nadine Kenny Johnstone. I'm an author and a holistic writing coach who talks with today's top women writers about how to navigate life when things don't go according to plan. These impactful conversations and personal reflections invite you to be seen, feel supported, and ultimately fall back in love with yourself. So let's go together to that honest, powerful place, the heart of the story. Hi, friends. You know, I think I've realized that I write because I want to chronicle and capture the important moments of my life. Writing is a way of showing myself these moments mattered. Don't forget them. I want to time capsule them, capture them, and writing is the way that I do it. My writing to me is like a scrapbook of all of the important things that I hope will live on for years to come and might even create my legacy eventually. And I think as I live, I feel very grateful to be a writer because I look at the world and the present moments with great awe and reverence and sacredness. And I'm very, very aware when a moment is potent and I make a note to myself to somehow honor it by capturing it. That is what the essay that I'm bringing you today talks about. And it's called Remember Today because years ago when I wrote it, I created this sort of practice and habit where when I would see a moment that was really good, I would say to myself, remember this, remember today. It's like I wanted to store it up like a bottle of perfume that when times were hard, I could dab on my neck. And I put those different Remember Today moments into an essay, and that is what you're about to hear. Dear stressed out self, next year when it's April in Chicago and you are still wearing your winter coat, remember today. Even though it seems that the gray clouds will never part, that the tree buds will never bloom, that you'll never get out of this mucky rut of negativity, you will. You will wake up to a morning like today, where the sun is shining so strongly that your bedroom is bright even through the blinds. The robins chirp in the oak tree and the bunnies scamper through the grass. You leave home in a long, flowy skirt as bright as the new tulips along the hedges. People ride their bikes to work and power walk to the beach, and the sun shines on all of it. Remember today when Gio is shouting and stomping because you mixed his yogurt with a spoon and he wanted it flat? Remember today. He's freshly bathed, smelling minty as he sits in your lap for story time. His soft hair tickles your chin. The sun is setting and the living room glows pink as you both snuggle into the worn leather chair by the window. You're reading one of his favorite books, Froggy Goes to Hawaii. Froggy is clumsy and forgetful, and every time Froggy slips or loses his underwear, Gio lets out a contagious giggle, and soon you're both vibrating with laughter. When you and Jamie are annoyed with each other, remember today. He's watching you play baseball with Gio in the backyard, and he gives you that look, that smitten look of wonderment, like you are the most incredible woman he's ever met. You've been together for 15 years now, and still you look at each other with awe. Later, he cooks dinner and he serves you before himself. He always does, always has. In bed, he stops watching his tablet and closes your book. He pulls you over to him. You cup his face and rub his whiskers, and he sweeps the hair from your eyes. He says, "I love you, wifey. Not because of anything you've done, just because of who you are." When you're tired as hell and you want to sleep in, remember today. Your alarm goes off at 5:15 a.m. for yoga class, and you leave the studio 45 minutes later, skipping on air. Energized and relaxed, stretched and sore. The endorphins are pumping through you, putting you in a mood that no one can damper. On the way home, you stop at a coffee shop and hold the door open for other customers just because it's a nice thing to do. Back home, you make a smoothie for Gio and you present your boys with their treats. Jamie is buttoning his shirt while singing to the radio, and Gio is driving a toy car along the floor. You're so grateful for them that you want to hug the universe. Instead, you hand them their drinks, and the three of you stand around, sipping on sweetness. When you feel lonely because your extended family is so small, remember today. Mom spends an hour in highway traffic to help you get ready for Gio's birthday party and arrives armed with chips and dip, fruit salad, and a veggie tray. She hangs streamers, she fills a bucket with water and cleaner, and then gets down on her hands and knees to scrub the floor, your bathroom floor. You think of all the other people in the world who would voluntarily clean the grout, and the only other person on this list is your sister, which says a lot because she hates cleaning. Besides Jamie, Mom and Dana are the only ones on the planet who would do anything for you. They would walk, fly, run any distance to take care of you if you needed them. As Mom scours the old tiles and Dana calls to say she picked up the birthday cake, you think, that right there, that's love. When you've overbooked yourself yet again, remember today. It's a lazy Saturday. You and Jamie and Gio wear comfy clothes all afternoon and lounge on the couch cuddling, playing. Then when Gio naps, you read a good book in bed and doze off too. At night, you order Thai takeout and the three of you eat rice that inevitably gets everywhere. "How did you get rice in your belly button?" you ask Gio during bath time, and he just laughs. This little reprieve is so rejuvenating that you wake up the next day, ready to take on the world. When you realize that your college friendships have faded over the years, remember today. You're at a rosé tasting in Lakeview with your university friends. You're not worried about early alarms or hangovers. The group is taking a break from discussing parenting woes and the state of the world. Instead, you're all in the present moment and you're giggling over silly things the same way you did when you were all 20 years old, eating pizza on your dorm room floor. When you've received a rejection on an essay that you love, remember today. You've just won an award for your writing, and you're telling your true emotional stories to a crowd of women who are nodding along with you. Because that's what it's all about, isn't it? This writing thing? Isn't the whole point of every story to tell each other, you're not alone? To not only say, see me, but also, I see you. Above all else, the most important thing to remember is this. In order to store today in your memory, you have to live it fully, not while distracted by the anxieties in your head, but with your present loving heart. When you're playing Legos with Gio, which is really not your thing, but you do it because you love him, remember that in 10 years when he's off at college, you'll miss these moments. So linger on them. Rather than scarfing down dinner so you could go answer emails, linger over Jamie's cooking long enough to actually acknowledge the mango in the marinade. When you're writing, why not create something that, for once, doesn't dwell on drama, but rather acknowledges the moments you never write about, the good things. Sincerely, the version of yourself that is always accessible.
So looking back on this is really interesting because you know when you listen to a song or something and you're brought right back to a particular moment in time. I so distinctly remember the time that I was capturing in this essay and I remember writing it. So when Gio was around 3 and 4, we lived in a suburb just outside of Chicago. And this essay is like an ode to that time and space and all of the different things and routines and rituals that we would do. At the time, I was definitely in a very anxious state for several reasons. One, you know, we were raising a toddler. But two, Jamie and I were both really trying to establish our careers, and I had taken a major, major pay cut in order to take a university teaching position that was just a contractual position at the time. So you got these like 1-year contracts and you were not guaranteed renewal. Eventually, thank goodness, I did end up becoming a full-time professor, and I didn't have to worry every single spring and into the fall about whether my contract would be renewed. But at this time that I was talking about was a time of that deep anxiety. It was a time also of financial budget tightness. We were renting and we were trying to see if we could own our own home. And also my postpartum anxiety was still really high, even though Gio, you know, was 3 or 4, but I had been prescribed a medication to manage my thyroid that unbeknownst to me was also making me really anxious. I thought I was just anxious because of life, and I was. But the thyroid medication that I had been put on was not helping matters. And then years later, once I weaned off of it, I felt such relief. And I was like, oh, so that's what was also going on. So this Remember Today essay really was like a gathering of all the good moments so that when I was in times of real panic or hardship or worry that I could look back and read them and remind myself that good times were ahead too. So listening to it was also so wild because I still do this every day, every single day. I note the important moments. And just the other day, one of them happened that really stuck out to me. One of them was that during dinner, Jamie always plays music in the background as we eat and then we talk. And then maybe once a week or so, we'll just have an impromptu dance party, Gio and I. Jamie plays DJ, Gio just like starts getting up and dancing. I'm so glad that he still is like unselfconscious enough to do this. And then I'll dance. And Gio is really big into Imagine Dragons, like knows all of their songs, sings them at the top of his lungs, and just free dances to the music. And we were all dancing, and Jamie was on the couch figuring out the playlist. And we're like, come on, dance, come on, dance. And Jamie is not a dancer. He hates dancing. But we pulled him up off the chair, and he was like, oh, God, I feel so weird. And the song switched to a slower song, Next to Me by Imagine Dragons, and it's a slower song. So Jamie feels more comfortable with the slower songs, dancing to them. So I grabbed his hand and we were like slow dancing around the living room, dining room area. And then Gio came over and locked hands with us, and we were twirling him around. And then eventually we were just in this like family hug, swaying and singing together this song about how important it is to have your loved ones next to you. And I was so teary-eyed with joy in that moment, because I was like, this is one of those moments. Like, remember this, because I'm sure all too soon Gio is gonna be one of those teenagers who's like, oh, gross, you know, no family hugs, no dancing in the kitchen. Gosh, I hope he still will, but you know, it would be age appropriate if he was a teenager who did not. And so I just knew it was one of the good ones, all of us there together, singing uninhibited to this song, dancing, swaying together as our little family of three. Oh, it was a good moment. It was a really good moment there with our boy, who is now taller than me, just like dancing together. Mm. So I locked that in the memory portal, and I'm definitely going to write about it. But one of the things that I have been doing this year is sketching every night before bed. This was inspired by my friend Hallie Bateman, who is a best-selling author illustrator who draws all the time, and she did this daily comics challenge where she would draw every day, and so would her community. And I started doing it back in January, and I've been doing it ever since. It's like a remember today kind of thing, but rather than written form, it's illustrated. And I am not a good drawer by any means, but I love doing these sketches at night before bed, because I don't overthink them. I just do them. I don't expect anything out of them the way I do with my writing. I expect my writing to be good, and that puts pressure on it. Whereas these illustrations, I have no expectations. And every single night when I go to do a drawing in there, I always flip back through all the previous drawings, and I get to relive those moments. And it fills my heart with such joy. It truly is like this exercise in joy. And I had no idea that that's what that practice would bring to me. And I feel so grateful that Hallie Bateman and Molly Weisenberg, another best-selling author, will be leading our retreat together in Spain at the end of October called Tiny True Stories and Sketches. Because whether you're an illustrator who doesn't consider yourself a writer, or a writer who does not consider yourself an artist, doesn't matter. This retreat is for you. And it's all about capturing these teeny tiny moments, whether for yourself as sort of a scrapbook or as something you might want to get published. As Molly says, everything begins with a small moment, right? One word, one sketch, it all begins small. And we're going to be focusing on the short form, one sketch, one sentence, one story at a time. And I am absolutely thrilled about this retreat. So I love that I am practicing what I preach. I am capturing these tiny, tiny moments still. And I really love that I listened back to this essay today because it's like, oh, this is something I've been doing all along. And Hallie talks about how her creative process and practice has really sustained her through all the different stages of her life before becoming a parent, during pregnancy, and now a parent of toddler twins at various different professional stages. She talks about how the practice has always been there. And listening back on this essay today reminded me that that feels true for me too. My creative practice of capturing moments has been there with me through it all. Single, married, student, teacher, non-parent, parent, in my 20s, now middle-aged, it's been there. And it's been a constant companion. And I can't imagine my life without it. So if your creative practice is something that has fallen to the wayside because of very valid reasons, it's never too late to reignite it. And that's what the retreat is all about. If you're thinking about joining us, please do. There are only a couple spots left. You can find the link in my show notes and also on my website, NadineKennyJohnstone.com. And in the meantime, you can do your own creative practice. Start with the words, remember today, and write a moment you want to capture, or do the Hallie Bateman challenge of a sketch a day. Thanks for listening, friends, and big thanks to my dear producer, Michelle Rado, for always helping me make this podcast the best that it can be. She also helps authors capture their stories. She's an audiobook producer. I don't know if you know that, my friends. She is. You can find out about that and her amazing podcast, Daring to Tell, over at Michelle's website. The link is in the show notes. Remember, everyone, every heart has a story, and every story has a heart. See you next time.